Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here. And while they are propagandizing this new bird flu that's supposed to be 100 times worse than so-called COVID, which never existed, there are bombshell studies rolling out one by one by one about what happened to people after they got injected. And this out of the Defender, it says 27% of Saudis in bombshell study experienced heart issues after mRNA COVID shots. A study from Saudi Arabia reported on by Trial Site News found that 27.11% of participants experienced heart complications following mRNA COVID-19 vaccination, with onset ranging from within 1 month to more than a year later. Yes, in many cases, it's just actually wearing you down over time. So the longer the period of time, the more unhealthy you get. So that makes sense. But this is happening at the same time as we're also seeing, you know, so many children dying throughout Europe. We're seeing, of course, so many new studies coming out regarding, you know, people dying suddenly. Shocking. USA has record over 1 million excess deaths among the over 65 since the FDA approved the COVID-19 vaccine. So we're going to go into this and much more and what they're doing with this new bird flu hoax. But before we do, I urge people to check those links below. Check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. Of course, you can use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on this. This is very important in the face of this so-called cancer epidemic. Gee, I wonder what's causing that. It's important that people actually get this backed up in their home and get as much of it as possible so that when they inevitably, you know, bring the gauntlet down and ban it, you have a backup. I also urge people to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order, plus you get free shipping to the USA. This is extremely important, my friends. This is how you give a big middle finger to the Great Reset, to the World Economic Forum, to these globalists that are trying to enslave you, because they can't enslave you if you aren't dependent on them, and you are dependent on them if you are dependent on grocery stores and banks, etc. You'll want rations, and they'll give you, you know, bug food rations and stuff like that. This is a way to evade this obvious tyrannical overtaking. So I urge people to go to heavensharvest.com and again, use code WAM, W-A-M. Now let's get into this. So this is out of the Defender. It says 27% of Saudis in bombshell study experienced heart issues after mRNA COVID shots. Now, this is absolutely insane. I mean, this is not surprising, but it's insane that we're actually starting to see all of these studies come out and be admitted to. A study from Saudi Arabia reported by Trial Site News found that 27.11% of participants experienced heart complications following mRNA COVID-19 vaccination, with onset ranging from within 1 month to more than a year later. And as it goes into, more than a quarter of participants in a study from Saudi Arabia reported cardiac complications after receiving mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, and many of them required hospitalization or intensive care. It says the study, led by microbiologist and immunologist Muzam M. Sharif and colleagues at Ibn Sina National College for Medical Studies and King Faisal General Hospital, revealed that 27.11% of the surveyed individuals experienced heart-related issues post-COVID-19 vaccination. The onset of cardiac complications varied among participants, with 14.55% experiencing symptoms within 1 month of vaccination and others reporting issues up to 12 months or longer. Trial Site News reported on the bombshell Saudi Arabian study on Wednesday. Founder Daniel O'Connor told The Defender that while the study has limitations and was designed to look for cardiac complications, the rate of hospitalization cases were certainly notable, especially given existing cardiac myocarditis, pericarditis signal associated with the vaccine. So, of course, there's been hundreds and hundreds of studies on this already that have proven that, you know, what we already know, that this is causing heart attacks and heart issues. But it's much bigger than that. It's growing by the day. We're seeing cancer, heart issues, brain issues, and of course, just immunological issues. Cardiologist, it says, and epidemiologist Dr. Peter McCulloch said that in addition to the large number of cardiovascular symptoms warranting hospitalization, 15.8% landed in intensive care unit ICU. More than half of the subjects indicated they were influenced by a healthcare professional or government agency to get vaccinated, McCulloch told the defender. Never in recent times has there been such a cardiotoxic vaccine released to the public. Well, the thing is, all the injections that people were given as children were bad as well. And they are killing people today when people don't ever tie together. They're only tying the COVID shot together because they saw everyone start at the same time. And then, boom, all these increases in death. But and of course, the COVID shot is the worst of them that I've seen. But with that said, you also have to understand that all these childhood injections that people are getting contribute greatly to people who have been dying for years, and we haven't really acknowledged it. I mean, I have, a lot of you have, but most haven't, regarding, you know, pneumonias and asthmas. Like, I have an autoimmune disease that I got from an injection I got in when I was 12 years old. And of course, it was a flu shot. I was told I had to get it by the school. They made it seem like I was forced. And I ended up with awful, awful lung issues. It was why you hear me cough a lot in videos, of course. And again, it's been haunting me my whole life. And I get sick and I get pneumonia. I've had it many times. And of course, these things come from my childhood. But now we're seeing this increase that is dramatic. We saw an increase in the 20th century versus the 19th century. Now we're seeing like 10x that in the past couple years alone. Why are so many children dying suddenly all across Europe? Data quietly published by a host of countries across Europe reveals that excess deaths among children are still occurring at an alarming rate as we enter the spring of 2024. The deaths cannot be blamed on COVID-19 because the data has proven the alleged virus and disease rarely harms children, if at all. And the terrible trend only began when the European Medicines Agency extended the emergency use authorization of the COVID-19 vaccines to children in the middle of spring 2021. Yes, indeed. It was week 21 of 2021. Before that, we saw a decrease in overall excess deaths. And as soon as that week 21 came around, boom, and a huge explosion. I've reported on it before. This is pretty cut and paste, my friends, pretty obvious. It says, before this, excess deaths among children were in negative figures, with the year 2020, the height of the alleged pandemic, seeing 726 fewer deaths than expected among children aged 0 to 14 in a host of countries across Europe, including the UK, Germany, Spain, France, Italy, etc., according to Euromomo, which I've gone into many, many times with all these stats. It's unbelievable, but it's true, and it's pretty clear the numbers rising following that week 21 release of the emergency use authorization. And, you know, seeing this at the same time as we got this article out of the expose, shocking. USA has recorded over 1 million excess deaths among the over 65 since the FDA approved the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I want to be clear on something that I've gone into many times here, but because there's always new viewers here, I want to make sure that I go over it again quickly. So remember, this is all based on something that was 99.997% survivable based on PCR tests that are 96% false positive at 40 cycles or more, which most are, and positive for what? You cannot discern between an illness. You cannot diagnose an illness with a PCR test. And COVID-19 has never been isolated from a single human being ever. It's only been cultured in Vera monkey kidney cells and compared to a computer simulation. So this is an absolute hoax. They took a Petri dish. They threw antibiotics at the Petri dish until over months. I think it was about 4 months. They created something in the Petri dish that they said, oh, this is COVID. Yet it takes them that much to create this so-called COVID. Yet they can't find it in the blood of anyone that had it, allegedly. It's because it's not COVID. All the flu deaths disappeared in 2020, and the death rate stayed about the same in 2020 overall. And then suddenly the flus disappear, and then COVID takes its place at almost the exact same rate. It's fraudulent. It's a hoax. And there will be more that come with that because so many people fell for it, even though a lot of people have woken up since. So many people fell for the overall hoax. And of course, we're seeing people like Ed Dowd speak out about the disturbing problems in cancer trends as we see the rate of cancer absolutely skyrocket in relation to the injections. And I mean, you cannot look away from it. Look at this. USA CDC underlying cause yearly deaths per 100,000. Look at this rate of going down, going down, going down, going down. And then 2021 hits, boom, up. 2022 hits, boom, up more. And they say, well, oh, it's COVID. Well, then why is 2020 the same length and same trend as all the years before it? Again, One of the things they did was they do the same thing with cancer, but they say, well, COVID caused way more heart attacks than the injection. Well, first of all, no. Second, what they did was they called everyone that had a heart attack a COVID death. So then it showed heart attack related COVID death on their death certificate. And these hospitals got money per patient when they did, when the doctor said this and made this claim. But when people died from a heart attack after the injection, they would not compare it with the injection and would not relate it. So therefore, it was manipulated data of both in both directions, dramatically manipulated. So that's how they come up with this claim all the time that, oh yeah, COVID caused more heart attacks than the vaccines did. Well, that's just completely false. And of course, it's clear that they are falsifying the numbers on both sides in order to come to their own conclusion, which then a bunch of idiots that are brainwashed by television will go and, you know, regurgitate that claim to anyone in their family that dares to question this absolutely insane, tyrannical, power grab. This out of Zero Hedge, it says scientists uncover mechanism viruses use to cause cancer. Or mechanism viruses used to cause cancer. First of all, it's not viruses. They are, you know, poisons and chemicals and in many cases, inorganic substances injected into the body, coming from vaccines that are going into your body, destroying your body, and then causing inflammation and therefore causing cancer. It says viral infections are thought to be a central cause of between 10 to 20% of cancers worldwide, representing a significant portion of the global cancer burden. So this is half true and half false. The thing is, what we're seeing with these so-called mechanisms that viruses use to cause cancer, is it's not viruses. It's just poison. When you inject your body with poison, expect to be poisoned. When you inject yourself with something that destroys your immune system, expect your immune system to not work. It goes without saying. And the real, you know, culprit behind this is stuff like this. Excuse me. This out of the Defender, EPA allows highly toxic weed killer on food crops, but not golf courses. They are putting these extremely poisonous weed killers on our food, not just glyphosate, but paraquat, which of course is upping its use. And the Biden administration, alongside chloroquat, is trying to increase the amount that's put in foods, and they're finding it in breakfast cereals like crazy. And it is incredibly dangerous. So is the ethylene oxide that they put on the masks. So are, you know, the things that they're spraying in the sky and the fluoride in the tap water. The hydrofluosilicic acid. They are committing crimes against humanity by giving people cancer through these methods. And I find it incredibly important in the face of all this. Again, this isn't an ad. I just want to mention it again quickly for people to go to the RNC store and use code Josh and get money off of this. I mean, seriously, they are really going for the throat with the cancer thing right now. And not many people are really safe from this. And it's not about fear mongering. It's about preparing for it. But you know, they are going after almonds, walnuts, alfalfa, and other crops. And, people eat that regularly. It's in a lot of other foods. And of course, that leads to people not realizing they're just eating one of the most poisonous chemicals in the world. Like it's a bag of chips or a bag of almonds or walnuts. So this is happening. They're trying to kill us. And then they go, oh, there's a virus that causes cancer and blah, blah. It's not viruses. You're poisoning yourself. You could say maybe exosomes and stuff, but you're poisoning yourself. That's a problem. We're seeing this too. Vaccine lettuce bill aiming to classify food containing vaccine as a drug passes in Tennessee. Look, the fact that anyone even needs to say that, you know, giving people vaccines through lettuce should be considered a drug is insane. I mean, we've been talking about this for a while. The University of California, as well as the University of Mexico City, have been pushing mRNA vaccine fruits and vegetables at the same time as they're pushing for modified RNA in meat that survives the digestive system. I mean, it's clearly a target on the public's head. It's evil, and it's part of their eugenics experiment to keep everyone sick and get everyone to perpetually fall to their knees and do what they're told as they roll out technocracy. This out of InfoWars, virologist warns imminent new COVID crisis among vaccinated will cause chaos and collapse society. It's not COVID. It is just that they are dying from injecting themselves with a poison. I mean, even the independent medias continue to put out this stuff about, oh, it's causing COVID or it's a COVID crisis caused by the vaccinated. No, It is people who are vaccinated that are going to die because they injected themselves with poison. If you don't inject yourself with poison and you take care of yourself, this will not be an issue for you. Unless you have family members that you love dearly that injected themselves, in that case, it's sad. But it's annoying because, look, both the mainstream and alternative have their own versions of this. Bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID, scientists warn. And now, you know, Trump's talking about how they're going to release bird flu in order to stop the election. You know, we have Biden talking about how, well, he's not really saying much. He's tripping over all of his words, but that this bird flu could be a really big issue. And of course, now they're saying don't eat runny eggs and all that kind of stuff, or else you might die from bird flu. All they're also scaring us about war. They're also scaring us about, you know, these massive weather events that could come with the eclipse on the 8th. You know, again, we're being inundated with things that stop us from ever actually making moves in our own life to do good things for ourselves and find our own consciousness and find the truth and be the change. You know, people are instead sitting on their hands feeling helpless, or other people are saying everything's going to be fine and they're also sitting on their hands. It's a really sad state of affairs because no one is really developing in life. It's fear-based mind control and it's perpetual, and they keep us in this state so they can continue to roll out all their different technocratic tyrannical tactics that are meant to enslave us into 15-minute cities, CBDCs, carbon credits, social credit, etc. And, you know, the so-called, you know, bird flu issue is another way that they can continuously test QR codes and tracking and tracing systems, which they're rolling out in all over the world. In California, they're rolling out AI-based surveillance systems for this kind of stuff based on the Chinese model of zero COVID policies. And they're using this in order to get one side scared enough to accept it, and the other side going to grocery stores because they haven't prepared and seeing the empty shelves and going, well, I don't believe in the pandemic nonsense, but I will, I still won't get prepared. So now I'm dependent on the government and having to use food rations that have mRNA in it. It's really sad. Both sides of the coin are really in a lot of trouble because there is a controlled opposition, and then there is the, you know, fake mainstream media, and people don't really know where to look and where to follow. It's pretty obvious to me. It's not looking to government. It is not even protesting, though protesting does help get the word out. It isn't, of course, you know, blowing up buildings or acting like a terrorist. The solution is clear. It is to prepare to withdraw from the system, get out of the mainstream system that people are dependent on, because convenience is the true enemy here, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. So have storable foods, have water backed up, have gold and silver, and of course, and not investment advice, of course, but privacy coins so that they can track and trace you. Have shelter, have defense, have a way to defend yourself and your family. I mean, these are the basic things. Don't be in the middle of a big city where you can be enslaved to a 15-minute neighborhood. These are realities and they're inconvenient, but the road to actually saving yourself is bumpy and inconvenient. That is, I mean, how we are tested as human beings. And when we come out on the other side triumphant, that is because we actually took the road less traveled, the harder route. They want to kill us with injections. They want to spray the skies. They want to spread fear about diseases when they're the ones creating the illness. And they, of course, then use that in order to control us more, and we must reject it. And how do they control us? They control us again through the banks, through the grocery stores, through the energy grid, through the water sources, through the idea, the false sense of security surrounding government, like they're protecting you with their weapons when they're really keeping you bordered in, walled in, and it's slowly moving the walls further in before they shoot you and sacrifice you on the altar, because they're sacrificing the pawns for the king and the queen. So that must be understood. We are going to continue to report on these latest COVID-related studies that are coming out. I mean, there's so much happening right now. I'm currently in Greece, so I had a bit of a hard time getting internet for a while. So I hope you all bear with me. I'm going to be making a huge announcement soon that I'm looking forward to bringing to you. But for now, let's just get you guys prepared. I hope everyone goes, and I know a lot of you already have, but I'll go over to rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center. And then, like I said, it's your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on your order. This is very important. I urge people to stock up on this while they still can before it's banned. Also, check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits. Again, this is one of the number one ways that you can not be dependent on the government. Having this backup means you have a currency that they don't have. Again, there's organic kits, there's heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on this and 5% off on your order. I urge people to do this. This is an imminent issue. And it means that if you have this, you aren't dependent on them and their mRNA bug ration foods that they've been telling everyone blatantly that they're going to do through the World Economic Forum for years now. So this is a solution. This is a saving grace here. Also, speaking of poison food, there are ways to get around that. We have Wild Pastures. You can get 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box. Have 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised on regenerative farms, family farms in 48 U.S. states. Of course, it's all non-GMO, no mRNA, no modified RNA, no chemicals of any kind, pesticides, herbicides, hormones, etc. Delivered to your door, temperature controlled, and of course, customizable as you see fit. So I urge people to do that. It helps you. You save money, you save your health, and you save the farmers all the while. So it's a really good way to get around a lot of this. Another good way is to buy physical gold and silver. Go to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult. Make sure that you use our link so that you can schedule an appointment and get a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez, complimentary investors package. And of course, you could buy physical gold and silver and roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, etc. Use in the comments section, say that you found him at World Alternative Media or WAM. I urge people to go and do that, and we appreciate it. Make sure you work with Mark Gonzalez because he's been at my house in when I was in Puerto Vallarta, and he's done videos with us, and he's a really good guy. I've known him for years, so check that out. Also, we have madtravnutrition.com where you could use code Josh to buy 100% organic Peruvian coffee made from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You can get Manuka honey. Of course, you can get mushroom tinctures. This is really good stuff. Use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money on this. And you support a really great company. We have Lion Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you don't have to depend on the government grid. You save a bunch of money and you get free shipping when you use our link. So again, all that's in the description. If you're watching on Twitter or on Rockfin or something like that, where I can't put the links in the description, check below in the comments or find us on Rumble or BitChute or band.video, etc. at World Alternative Media, where you can find more. If you want to help support us, we really appreciate it. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar, Bitcoin, a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you have not yet, or if you want to. I mean, if you want to get into something that's not traceable. We truly appreciate all the help you guys have given us. We have our documentary that we're working on, 15 Minute Cities. And of course, we have our legal defense fund. And we thank you so much for all the help that you guys have given us. We could not do it without you. We were going to go bankrupt. I'm staying in a tiny little Airbnb in Greece right now. Very cheap, saving money. Had to get rid of my house. Went bankrupt a few times in 1 year. But you guys are keeping us alive. So I really thank you all for all the help you've given us. And as always, we have a Teespring store as well with a bunch of merchandise that you can purchase where you can support us while supporting the message and getting the message out there. And of course, you can go and find us on things like Telegram, Rockfin, band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media. Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for, of course, Spotify, where we were banned and for obvious reasons. As always, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And until next time, live freely, live by example, my friends. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.